Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, final stop before Fastlane, Fatal How Many Way, and gender. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah.
This really is one of my favorite themes in WWE right now. As your breakdown AfterBuzz live on AfterBuzzTV.com, the SmackDown Live After Show. Follow it on the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud, like and subscribe, and telling your friends about AfterBuzz TV. What's up, everybody? I'm Christian Rosenberg. Scott stuck due to weather on a plane delay. He is not here, however. The rest of the fearsome Tuesday night crew is here. Over on my left is Miss Gabby Loren.
Hey, guys!
And remaining oh so calm with his wonderful ring, it's Tom Connolly.
Hello, I'm here.
You are here. You are here. Guys, SmackDown, last SmackDown before Fastlane, which is the last real stop before we're officially on the road to WrestleMania.
I thought we were on the road already. Well, I thought the road began at WrestleMania or Royal Rumble.
Well, how are we on a road if this road has all these pit stops?
I was going to say, there's been a few pit stops.
Yeah. That's what happens, you know? Okay. You're driving on a long trip. You got to take some bathroom breaks or, you know, you got to eat along the way. That's what's happening.
Got to stop at a Sparrow. Exactly. At a road stop.
Yeah. Or like a Roy Rogers or something.
A Circle K.
They still have those?
Roy Rogers, yeah. Wow.
I don't know if that's a West Coast thing.
Yeah. That was an East Coast thing.
Yeah.
That was completely an East Coast thing. I miss those. All right, so let's get into the show here. Dasha kicks off the show in the ring because Renee Young is homesick.
Mm-hmm.
So Dasha has the interview duties tonight. And she was scared. She was terrified. What is a pivotal role? Gabby, you know this because you've done lots of things on TV.
And live in an arena.
In live, yes, that's true.
Uh-huh.
When you have cameras on you conducting interviews, what is one thing that an interviewer should not do in the midst of it? Like, maybe at the beginning and at the end, they might do something, but during the course of the interview, what is something that you really shouldn't do?
Like, walk away from the frame while you're on camera?
Well, that is true. That's definitely something you shouldn't do. But you should not be completely staring at the camera at all times while you are speaking and not even acknowledging the people that are in the ring with you. That's kind of what she did.
Did she?
Yes.
Did I just miss this?
Oh, go back. She is staring.
No, she introduced Charlotte Flair.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then she just could not leave the camera when she was like, and introducing Charlotte's opponent for Fastlane, Ruby Riott.
See, here's the thing.
I'm just going to keep staring.
Wow, that was a really great impersonation. I think you got the job.
Yes.
But I just wonder if that's maybe not even, I'm sure she's nervous, but maybe it's not even the nervousness fully. It could be that production's not communicating properly because they kind of seemed a little off tonight. I mean, the camera was confused and they stayed on the shot with her and Charlotte when they were supposed to be on the entrance to the runway. And it was like a little too long. They didn't cut fast enough. And then there was another point tonight where Ginger's graphics weren't on the LCDs. So I'm just feeling like,
should we blame Dasha for that too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but no, but all in all, I do think, like, production is a major factor. I don't know in WWE if they have to wear IFBs or anything to communicate.
I don't think the announcers, I don't think, like
Dasha
she
was wearing something. I saw she had, like, the little thing.
The mic pack?
A mic pack on her back while she was holding a mic. She had an earpiece in.
Did
she?
Earpiece.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, because IFBs are great when production wants to communicate, you know, 3, 2, 1, go, or, you know, if there's something they want to tell you to say or do last minute or where to look, maybe. So it could be on that, but I don't know. It's really, I think she is a little green on the mic. We've seen her in backstage interviews a little awkward, too.
Yeah, like, but she's been there for a while now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's one of those where
I haven't talked about her in a long time.
Yeah,
I used to talk about her every week. I haven't talked about Dasha in a while.
And it's one of those where, I mean, I get that that's definitely nerve-wracking. I would definitely be you know, very nervous to be in front of an arena of, you know, 8,000 to 12,000 people. Who knows how many people were there? I'm sure if you have an IFB in, they're talking to you in your ear. But I feel like she came up through NXT. So mm-hmm. I think she would have been at least, you know, ready to go. I don't know. It's kind of hard. I feel like every time we see her, you're like, I know you're doing a good job, but you could, like, when you, I, but also maybe when you compare her to like Renee Young's so good at her job.
Yes.
That anybody else is just not going to be as good.
It comes with the territory, mm-hmm. you know, and I think with Dasha, if she worked on it or maybe sought out Renee on the side and said, hey, Renee, help me with this stuff and felt more comfortable in arena, because that's really what it is. You know, too, like you were saying, she is nervous. There's all these people, thousands of people around her with that energy, and they may be screaming, you suck, who knows? And that gets scary, but either you have it or you don't. Either that energy, like, fuels your fire, or it turns you into a turtle and you're in your shell.
There was a lot of chanting in this show tonight as well. Could you guys hear it?
Not really.
Yes, oh, man. I heard it. There was a lot of stuff.
There was some messed up stuff,
oh, yeah.
too.
During Did you AJ? Hear? During yes! AJ? Oh, we'll get to that later.
Yeah. Okay, don't forget, because I'm going to bring that up.
I missed that, so we'll get into that later. But
nasty audience tonight.
But yeah. So Dasha brings out Charlotte and Ruby. Ruby just
Oh,
takes...
wait. Can we go back to something mm-hmm. real quick? Mm-hmm. So you know how I was talking about the production issues? Mm-hmm. We also saw a shot. Like a establishing shot outside the arena, and someone production guy just like ate
snow.
Oh,
that was late. That was about an hour into the show.
Yeah, but
and
still.
That was so intentional. That was ridiculous.
Yeah,
it was. I really thought that wasn't.
I don't think he fell on purpose.
No.
I think they were shooting that shot, and he went to just walk up and yes. slipped and fell, and then they were like, "We have to put this in the show.
Okay,
like we can't not put this in the show tonight."
This is what
well,
I
well,
think.
Maybe
happened.
They just surprised him. They took a shot, but they had that one first, and they're like, "No, we're going to use that." Shot
no,
with you slipping on camera.
I honestly, because this is what it looked like, and especially from, you know, having a production pass, it looked like this guy was a camera dude. He had all black on and some wires, and it looked like he was walking in the shot that they were filming live, and then someone said in his earpiece, move, you're in the shot, move, you're in the shot, because I've had that even happen to me before on live TV, and then the guy just freaked out and ate the snow, but it was so funny, so that was like the third thing we saw that like production had issues with, but I'm glad they made light of it, you know?
I'm glad they showed it, I think it's funny. I mean, I'm sure that guy is like, oh, I feel like there's an idiot, but...
Yeah.
Thankfully, no one could really tell who it was. Like, you didn't get that good shot.
I think unless
face.
You knew him, like... Personally.
His family does.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure they're like, oh, we saw you on SmackDown last night.
Yeah.
All right, so Ruby took the mic from Dasha, and she says, all this began on November 14th when Charlotte became the champion. Because all of a sudden we have the perfect woman. She's tall, she's blonde, she's athletic, she's cunning, and the daughter of a two-time Hall of Famer. I watched as the myth began to form, and the only reason I formed the Riot Squad was for one sole purpose, to destroy the myth. Charlotte said she had to work harder than others because of the weight of the expectation on her shoulders from her father. And I love this line. She said, I can't succeed to be successful. I have to be transcendent.
Mm. Yeah.
And she said, I'm every bit of good as you heard. You're just going... And then Ruby came back and said, you're just going to be another bleach blonde female with a famous last name. Liv and Sarah come into the ring. Thinking, oh, they're going to gang up on her again. Who's going to come out to save her? Bobby Roode's music hits. Thinking, oh, mixed match challenge partner. Charlotte is looking like her Superman has arrived. She's like, has her hand above her heart. She's like, oh.
That was weird.
Thank goodness for Bobby. Cut to commercial. Everyone's gone. What happened?
WTF moment.
That was a definite WTF moment.
Yes.
Because I was all for him like, is Bobby Roode going to make some insult to the Riot Squad? Okay, I get he's going to be on commentary for the next match, but he's obviously coming out for that. And then just everyone leaves. No explanation, no nothing. I
okay.
don't get it.
Here's another production issue, number four. I honestly don't get it. I think that WWE needs to tighten up their stories so that they're not cutting a commercial and we're missing part of what's happening. And it doesn't make sense when we come back from commercial.
It's yeah, I think it's their problem is that SmackDown is a two-hour show. They're trying to cram, you know, everything into it. I think it was actually a decent way to get out of the segment, though.
Sure.
Like, because it was something different. It wasn't, you know, Naomi or Becky or someone coming out to, you know, get Charlotte's back. But I also don't like that Charlotte was like, oh, my hero. Like, Bobby, like, what? Like, I get he's your partner in the challenge, but...
And Bobby's like, not going to hit the women. The Riot Squad would just be like, he can't do anything to us. We're just going to beat her up anyway.
Exactly. Like, and Charlotte's a badass. She doesn't need some guy to protect her.
And I don't think Ruby Riott is scared of Bobby Roode either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's a badass, too. Mm.
Sarah Logan eats Bobby Roode's for breakfast in the woods. Okay, but I got to talk about this thing real quick here, because I need to ask the people listening at home, do you guys want to have fun? Do you want to learn and grow in all areas of your life? Well, for those of you who do, we have a podcast for you.
Yes!
Conversation with Maria Menounos, the podcast edition. It's hosted by our AfterBuzz founder, Miss Maria Menounos. It drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversation with Maria, it features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister that you've never had. Just go to iTunes, subscribe to Conversation with Maria Menounos for free, and be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it was SmackDown AfterBuzz who got you there. It's a Conversation with Maria, the podcast edition. Make sure you check it out. Actually, she recently just had Charlotte on her podcast. Mm-hmm. So make sure you check that out and tell her that you heard about it from your buddies at SmackDown AfterBuzz. There you go. From there, Bobby Roode back to the show. Now he's taking his rightful place on commentary. As we go to the first match, Randy Orton versus Jinder. So Neil got to do the intro. It's always Samir who does the intro. But obviously he's hurt. So this was Sunir's shining moment to roll the R.
Mm.
And he looked pretty proud of himself. he's like, nailed it.
And nobody else knew the difference.
Right. I am the only one who notices these things. Because I am a nerd.
I thought there was two of them there. So I didn't even know.
Wait, you used to not be able to tell them apart. What are you talking about, Christian?
Because Greg Hamilton, the ring announcer... announce Sunil Singh. That's the only reason I knew which one I was. Okay,
that's the only reason. But if, let's say, you had audio off on that one section or you just weren't paying attention to the commentator, you would have no idea.
If I just heard the audio? I would have
no idea. Or we just saw them?
Now, because of this, I know. Oh, okay. I know which one's Sunil, which one's Samir.
Sure.
Still don't know who's Jimmy and who's Jay.
Sounds but like now a great I know game
who's
show.
Sunil and who's Samir.
We're gonna quiz you when he comes back from his injury, and we're gonna see if you really know the difference between those two guys.
Bring it.
I would think by then we would hopefully be able to tell.
You would think,
like when we just see one of them for months on end, you would hope you'd be able to tell who the other one.
No, I'm just gonna be all confused all over again. What's going on?
So, I love Tom Phillips. I've become a bigger and bigger fan of him. I feel like we're just bashing on, like, announcing and production all show. I'm sorry. But at the beginning...
It's their fault.
Yes. At the beginning of this match, Randy Orton's coming to the ring, and Tom Phillips brings up, you know, Bobby, you were ranked number 5, 2 slots higher than Randy Orton at number 9. Tom...
He's not that good with math.
Oh, Tom. That doesn't add up, literally. I feel bad, because I think Tom and Corey are a really, really good pair.
They are.
In WWE. So I'm sorry to make fun of you, Tom, but you kind of got it there. The rest of the show, you're fine.
Except for when he said they're fighting for a shot at Fastlane to go on to Fastlane to face Shinsuke Nakamura.
I missed that one.
I'm glad you remember that.
So, match itself is going fine. Jinder and Orton, we've seen it before because they had a long feud over the course of 2017. Towards the end of the match, Orton throws Jinder into Bobby Roode at commentary. Roode is pissed. He's blaming Orton. He hops on the apron, gets into Orton's face. This then causes Jinder to push Orton into Bobby. Coloss, Jinder with the win. Does Randy Orton have a victory over Jinder? Jinder owns Randy Orton.
I think maybe one.
Yeah, I think he owns did. Him. Mm. I don't know. I was still surprised that Jinder won, though, because we haven't seen him really do too much in a while, in the sense of like being a strong figure. He's mm-hmm. always there trying to be in the mix.
Well, he's been in their faces for this yes. feud, and he's laid them lame, but he hasn't had an actual match. And now tonight he did, and he wins. And I was really surprised that through the course of the show, they didn't announce, oh, now he's in the match and being a triple threat. He's still not involved in it.
Let's wait till Sunday.
Well, they just want to keep him working.
Well, we got predictions in a little bit, so we'll do that too. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens in the back. Owens goes to Sami, you know, the Sunday's every man for himself. And Sami's like, yeah, that's how they bill it. No, I understand. that's what a six-pack challenge is. And Owens reminds him that you said a couple weeks ago that you'd be willing to lie down for me. And Zayn says, yeah, I did say that, and I meant it. And Owens was like, that sounds too good to be true. And Zayn says, nobody knew how good I was until I hooked up with you. And you're one win away from becoming a Grand Slam champion. And that is nuts to think that in such a short time, Owens is one win away from becoming a Grand Slam champion.
Yes.
Did he win the European title? When did this happen?
He's won the Universal title.
I know.
The United States
whatever
title.
Whatever it is now.
The
yes.
Intercontinental title. And one went away for the WWE title.
Wait, when did even tag team?
That's technically not part of the Grand Slam. It's the singles
titles. It's not?
Titles.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
But then you have, who is it? Orton is just a U.S. title away from winning pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm.
Sheamus is one Intercontinental title went away from destroying everything ever.
Yeah. Have you seen his display?
Yes.
It's pretty impressive.
He's won every title, Money in the Bank, Royal Rumble, and King of the Ring.
Yeah.
All he's missing is the Intercontinental title.
This is a really hard one, because if they just like hand Orton a title just because he hasn't had one yet, or this one specifically, I'm going to be pissed. This is going to kill the whole story.
Don't piss off Gabby.
I'm going to be real pissed.
Don't do
it. I totally
it.
Agree with you. Like, he doesn't need this belt.
No.
At least not now. Let him win it, like, I don't know, months from now.
Or next
just,
year, yeah.
Yeah, just to take it off of Bobby Roode for no reason seems dumb. Like, I don't get the point of that, if they do.
Dasha's backstage again, this time with Nakamura. And she asks him, are you concerned that your match against AJ is in jeopardy? Nakamura says he hopes he's rooting for AJ to win, so then he could beat him at WrestleMania. And they are interrupted by Rusev and English. But mainly just Rusev, because Aiden English's throat is injured based on the match with Nakamura last week. How dare you, Nakamura?
I know.
Don't, you know, I thought I liked you.
Took away our songbird.
The maestro of mayhem. You took him from us. And Rusev says, it's like you broke the hands of Billy Joel.
True.
You destroy the piano man. And you are... And Nakamura says, you are not Billy Joel. And he is outraged.
I think Elias is more like a Billy Joel. Just saying, because he does everything. He does piano and guitar.
That's fair. That is fair. I'm waiting for...
And drums.
I'm waiting for English versus Elias.
Mm-hmm.
Not a match. Just a talent show.
Yeah.
Please don't put that idea in their head.
Oh, it's been done. It's happening.
Like, no more wrestling. It's going
to
be strictly based
off,
like...
No, they don't need to wrestle. They don't need to wrestle.
Yeah, your talent only.
Rusev says, you broke my friend. Face me at Fastlane, so I will break you. And then Nakamura says, Sunday will be Nakamura Day. And he sang. He sang much better than I thought he would. And then he walks away, and Rusev's like, who makes their own holiday? That's just really dumb.
Come on, bro. That was such a good line by him.
Yeah.
I thought this whole thing was great.
Well,
I mean,
we've
was
been
simple.
Sitting wondering, what is Rusev doing? What is Nakamura doing for wrestling? Well, now they're doing something.
Yeah. I mean, it started last week, and it was simple, easy. Okay, now we have a match between these two. I wish someone in the chat was like, there's no stipulation. I wish there kind of would have been, of like, if Rusev wins, he gets put in the match. Like, if Nia won, she would have got put in the other match.
Yeah.
So it would have been the same kind of thing. I guess, I don't know, it would be very redundant of, you know, doing the same thing over and over again. But I thought this was one of Nakamura's best promos to date.
Yeah.
He was, I mean, I know his English is not the best, but I could, you know, it's very easy to understand, and I knew everything he was saying.
He just needs to sing everything.
He was funny. He was entertaining. Can't wait till he wins the belt.
It's a title.
Whatever. What did Paul Heyman say it was last night?
I don't remember. I don't know what happened on Raw. All I know is, as much as Goldust is one of my all-time favorites, I did not understand what was happening. Becky versus Carmella. It was a good match. I felt it was the perfect amount of time for this match. Becky won with a disarmer. I don't really have much to say about it. It was good. I mean, there's nothing that stood out that was amazing, but there was something. Oh, Gabby's got something.
I do.
What do you got?
It was nice to see Carmella actually putting in a lot of work in a match. Because a lot of times she's running away from things, cheaping out. But this time she was actually wrestling tonight, and I appreciated that. And she was pretty strong for most of the match. But clearly, you know, they're going with Becky Lynch for the win. It was very predictable on that side. But I liked it. Thought it was strong. And it was nice to see her, you know, get on something since we've been seeing her on SmackDown Live, you know, every now and then. But we never really see her doing much except for holding a briefcase.
Frankie.
Yeah.
The briefcase's name is Frankie.
My bad.
Well, and then Naomi was backstage watching, happy that Becky won. And she's interrupted by Natalya saying that Becky was lucky because Carmella was battling the flu all weekend. And anyone who's a friend of Becky is going to get burned. Naomi says, name one friend of yours, Natalya, that is not a cat.
That was great.
Mm.
And then Naomi challenged Natalya to team with Carmella to take on her and Becky this Sunday at Fastlane.
So now, I know this may not be related, or it may be related, but for those that watch Total Divas at home, they, in this last season, showed Natty and Naomi going for theater training to help, you know, cut better promos. So they were actually practicing their lines in a major Broadway theater in New York City just to get better at what they're doing and cutting those promos that, I guess, Natty gets into arguments with Lana over constantly. They bicker about it. They all, like, hate on each other. So anyways, tonight I felt like Naomi and Natty's promo together backstage was phenomenal. These girls are really coming into their own. They're great on the mic. Not every wrestler has good mic skills, but I think they
this
are.
This is very true.
Yeah, it is true. And some don't even speak English, so as we know. But it was really cool to see Naomi and Natty have like such a good promo backstage. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, and I'm glad there's a match set up.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, at least something for them to do, because I feel like the women of SmackDown have not been able to do a lot lately, unless you're in the Riot Squad or Charlotte Flair.
So. That is true.
The rest of them just get to cheer on Charlotte.
Yeah, exactly. AJ Styles comes out. This was interesting because it's maybe like 45 to 50 minutes left in the show. And all of a sudden, AJ Styles comes out and the ring announcer starts announcing for the match. Because the only match that we had that was promoted was AJ versus Ziggler. And just like, they're going to give them like 50 minutes? They can, if anyone can do it, it's them.
Mm-hmm.
But are we doing this on SmackDown right now? So AJ first comes out, cuts a promo, talks about how he used to care only about one person, but I see the world a little differently. It's all about a grind, and that grind continues since I've been here. And then he shows a clip of John Cena from Raw. Yes, Cena was on Raw.
Who?
Your favorite wrestler, Tom.
I don't know who that guy is. He's not on SmackDown, the show that he should be on. Because he's in a match for it on Sunday.
Whoa. Do I feel a rage coming on?
Maybe a little bit.
Do we have to play rage music? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Tom's raging. Duck and cover. Go.
Come on, Cena. You come back last week. You actually get an opportunity to be in this match. And you could show up on Raw, but you can't show up on SmackDown. Did anybody in the chat room know if he showed up for a dark match after? Probably didn't.
No, apparently.
Probably went home.
They've actually been saying he's on the Tonight Show tonight.
Well, you know what? That's bad scheduling. Tonight Show and Cena and WWE. You know what Tuesday is. Why was he on Tonight Show tomorrow night?
Someone, I want to quote, you know or, what Tuesday is.
Or well, Thursday or Friday. You know?
Clearly like, the Tonight Show is tonight too. Tom.
Yeah, it's on every night though. It's on five nights a week. Wrestling is on Monday and Tuesday.
Wrestling's on almost five nights a week.
I know, but Cena's not going to be on NXT or, you know, whatever else is on.
You don't know that.
Not yet. I don't know. After he loses on Sunday,
he's going
to
drop weight.
He may go to get that belt to go on NXT.
Join the Cruiserweight Tournament.
Yeah. It's Come on. And also, I don't like... I get why he's on Raw, but I also wish that storyline-wise, maybe since Stephanie, you know, is in charge, she might be like, John, what are you doing here? Why are you here? You went to SmackDown to get your opportunity to go to WrestleMania. Leave Raw. We don't want you here now. You know?
Well, they did that the week before.
But no one told him to leave, though.
Kind of. Didn't they tell him to get out?
The fans told him to leave, really.
Yeah. But that's why he was like, I'm going to go to SmackDown.
Yeah. But I just wish the storyline-wise, they would have at least, you know, kept it up. Like, I get he can go to both shows, but it's a little ridiculous that he shows up on one show and not on the other.
He's still licking his wounds from the beating he got from Goldust.
Well, I mean, Goldust took it to him last night, but couldn't get the job done. Now he's going to show up on Sunday, and he's going to lose because he's a loser, John Cena.
That's your favorite wrestler?
Not anymore. He can't show up on our show.
Who's your favorite wrestler then? Who could possibly take the place?
AJ is my favorite wrestler now.
This is breaking news.
Anybody in that match is my favorite wrestler besides
him. I am shocked and appalled,
you know,
by you right now.
He was my favorite forever, you know, and I, you know, was such a big fan. But
when he wins on Sunday,
this just crushed me. him not showing up at SmackDown tonight just broke my heart.
So it was only this week that broke your heart, not any of the other times.
No, because he always wins every other time. So that's the best thing about Cena. Rage over. I don't know. It's just ridiculous. He's on the Tonight Show, but that's bad scheduling on their part. It really is. Like, they should have had this planned out of, they know he's going to be on Fastlane. Then they could have rescheduled him, you know. There's plenty of celebrities out there can go on Tonight Show. Fallon can call somebody up and be like, hey, can you come on my show tonight?
They're all hungover from the Oscars.
That's true.
I don't know. Wouldn't they want to celebrate their Oscar win, keep it going?
So, AJ is talking about how he wants to walk into Mania as champion, defending against Nakamura. He's not fighting for I'm not fighting for myself, I'm fighting for us, because people want to see this dream match. Out comes Ziggler. So he talks about how you change, you're not phenomenal anymore, now you're just desperate. And he's like, this is coming from the guy who's been here for 13 years and hasn't reached his potential. And Ziggler's like, this is coming from the guy who took over a decade just to get his foot in the door. Shots fired. Ziggler says, your head's in the wrong place. The second you let them down, they will all stab you in the back. I was told to my face I'd never be champion. And then they sat on the sidelines and did nothing while I was proving that I was the best thing that ever happened in this company. And I've yet to have a singles match at WrestleMania, which is crazy to think that Ziggler has not had a singles match.
Yeah.
He's been in a bunch of ladder matches.
Mm-hmm.
Ziggler's biggest Mania moment is he was in the Snooki match. If you really think about it, Ziggler has never had the Mania moment.
No. Will he ever?
He's still not much time left.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he just signed like a new deal. So he's got like 3 years left.
We'll see about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there didn't seem to be a lot of fans in the front row for AJ Styles tonight. I thought that was odd.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was bad.
We heard some trash talking, mm-hmm. me and Tom, from the front or second row mm-hmm. of, you know, ringside. So, I don't know who you are out there, but you have a lot of hate in you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what they said, like, word for word? It was about his long hair.
I heard.
It was a John Cena replay from the week where John Cena beat AJ Styles.
From last week, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I heard AJ, cut your blanking hair.
If someone said, like, you lost because you're long hair, bitch, or something
Yeah. Yeah, it was brutal. That was one guy that was screaming stuff on, like, he was at the perfect spot where that mic was picking up everything he was saying.
Like, literally, you could hear everything. That's why I'm surprised you didn't hear this, Christian. Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised they didn't try to turn it, like, at least turn that down, but...
Your virgin ears.
That's why I didn't hear it.
Yeah, it was weirdly very quiet, though, every time anybody talked, though. Because when they were yelling stuff, somebody said it, when Charlotte was out there as well, that you could clearly hear on mic.
Yeah, these fans today, I mean, even from when we were at SmackDown Live in Staples Center recently... I just feel like there's so much hate in the audience lately.
Green Bay. I mean, it was in Green. That's not an area that you would think of a rowdy crowd.
No.
They're just diehard Packer fans who apparently slip on the ice outside the arena.
That guy worked for them. He wasn't a person.
Well, Corey said he's from Green Bay.
No, I think he was joking.
I know.
And then just to throw it back to, like, when we were all at Elimination Chamber and they were throwing beach balls around during Bray Wyatt's, you know, match, and the people were, like, slashing beach balls and just totally not paying attention and screaming other things. And you guys were bringing up something before we went live today about the beach ball scenario with Cesaro.
Cesaro did an interview today where he wants anyone who brings beach balls banned for life from WWE events, and I 100% support that.
Exactly.
I third it.
Like, yeah. Like,
Cesaro, we got your back.
I don't get the point of, okay, even if you're not sitting in the best seats that are, like, ringside, why are you spending money to go there to hit a beach ball around? Go to the beach. It's free to go to the beach in most areas.
Unless it's a really, really nice beach.
I guess so, yeah, but still. Then stand outside your car and just hit a beach ball around.
Idiots. Balls equal inappropriate during
you know what
match.
They, yeah, you know what they are? They're stupid idiots. That's what they are.
Inappropriate.
So original, Tom. I know, so original.
Bro. Another one of my favorite wrestlers.
Well, AJ versus Ziggler, that match begins. They're going about 20 minutes. It's back and forth. Both men are just exhausted. Hmm. And then out comes Owens and Zayn and just start beating the crap out of both of them.
Yes!
Ref the calls Owens. For the bell. No contest. Before we get into what then became the impromptu main event, I gotta bust out the Christian's closet for this week. He wasn't wearing it, but it's officially available on WWE Shop now, and he'll probably start wearing it next week. Kevin Owens' new shirt, KO Mania 3. We love how he's done the shirts, like, and they've been like a replica of the old WrestleMania logos. But this one is so unique with the KO Mania 3 because the classic photo was Andre and Hogan. Giant Andre looking down, Hogan looking up, thinking he can take on, you know, the irresistible force meets the immovable object. He can be the one to dethrone him. And this shirt is a large Kevin Owens staring at a slightly smaller Kevin Owens. And they're looking at each other. Bravo, whoever made that design. Because that was... I cannot wait for him to start wearing that shirt next week.
And thank you, Christian, for being so thoughtful of my fashion and sending me a text today.
No, that was me.
It was actually Tom. Tom's the one who's... Tom beat me to it.
Thank you, Tom, for being so thoughtful about my fashion and style that you sent me that photo today in our group message that we were all a part of.
I know.
To remind me of what I should be styling.
Have you ordered the shirt yet?
No, but I just saw it like an hour ago, you guys. Come on.
You should have ordered 10 by now.
Meanwhile, I still need to call WWE because I'm figuring out what happened with your shirt.
I was going to ask you, whatever happened to my Brazongo shirt?
I sent it back for an exchange and I never got anything back, so I have to call them. I don't know what, like, did they steal it? Like, what's going on?
WWE, what's going on?
Yeah, they like to send broken things and then resend you broken
Bring
things.
Bring me a, if they can't find it, then give me a KO Mania shirt instead.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. Then we could be twins.
There you go.
I like it.
All right, music over. So Shane comes out, says, oh, you think I'm just going to make a tag team match now? Well, I'm not Teddy Long. This is what I'm going to do. We're now going to have a fatal five-way. Because Baron Corbin, come on out. You're going to join the match. So we have the pay-per-view match that we thought we were going to have until Cena got added to it last week as our main event of SmackDown. And this match was awesome. I love the story with AJ. AJ was the one who was breaking up every pinfall. Because they're like, oh, no, he's dead. Because he knows he's going to have to do this in order to win. He cannot let all these other people get the pinfall in the match. It was such a fun match. Everyone had their moments in it. End of the match. AJ's going for a phenomenal forearm. But people keep getting in the way. Eventually, Owens and Zayn knock him off the apron. And then just leaves Owens and Zayn. Owens getting to his feet. All of a sudden, Zayn, haluva kick out of nowhere to everyone's shock. Pins Kevin Owens. Zayn gets the win. And then after the match, Dasha's on top of the stage with Sammy. Sammy mentions how I've been the most underlooked guy on the roster. I'm the best WWE has. Tonight wasn't for the title. Tonight was to prove who's the best. And it's me. Cut to black. Joe wins.
Yeah.
Gotta get to Facebook Live.
USA. USA Network. Please, I'm begging you, give SmackDown Live 5 minutes of overtime each week. I understand you have a new show that you're promoting that's coming on after it. But this Sammy's promo was ruined, I thought.
It got cut off.
It, like, the whole thing. Like, at first, if he kind of, like, I think he was, I'm sure someone told him when she walked out, or someone was like, you have 10 seconds to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had no build to it at all. And I think it just got in his head at first. Like, whatever he was going to say, he definitely got messed up about, what you know, the wording. And please, just give us, like, 5 minutes. That's all they need. Every week. Just a buffer.
You totally sound like a nine-year-old kid. Mom, I just want... just 5 more minutes. The show's almost over. Just give me 5 more minutes before I have to go to bed. Just 5 more minutes. But I agree with you.
Like, you can give Raw as much time as they want over. Or at least up to 15 minutes over. Just give SmackDown 5 minutes, please. That's all I'm asking for.
I don't know what we missed, but from what we did see, I think it was interesting, and another WTF moment tonight, that Owens was hyperventilating in the center of the ring when Sami Zayn was doing his interview with Dasha Fuentes.
He was heartbroken.
I know, and it makes me so sad to see him in such a shock. Like, I really didn't know what to do. I felt so bad for him. But on another, you know, note, I know you guys were asking me before we did the show tonight, how did I feel about this?
You have more emotion with any Kevin Owens segment by like 1,000 than anything else that happens on the show.
Because you know what? He makes the show for me. I love this man so much. I love you, Kevin. But I think that, you know, although Sammy did a dirty thing tonight and betrayed his friend, it was meant to be for the storyline. I think that this will make for good TV, and I'm excited to see where it goes, you know, next Tuesday or even at Fastlane, you know, because Fastlane's first. So it will be interesting to see, like, where they go from here. And I've said this numerous times, but it is best when there is drama. It is best when Kevin is mad. So anything you can do to, like, piss him off just makes the show better.
You like an angry Kevin.
I love an angry Kevin.
Oh, he's going to be so pissed on Sunday. It's going to be so... I think they'll probably do some spot where Sammy will be like, all right, I'll lay down. And he lays down and then he tries to...
They're going to have a backstage segment first. Yeah, they'll have some backstage interaction. Yeah. But we will see. But we have to give our predictions for Fastlane, because that is a SmackDown pay-per-view. It's actually the last sole SmackDown pay-per-view, because after Mania, they're just going to merge them, so we'll have to do predictions for
every
damn pay-per-view. Good.
I like doing predictions. That's fun.
So
I don't know why we don't do them for Raw.
Because we don't really talk much about Raw during this show. All right.
People want to know what we think.
Well, then they can follow us on social media.
Well, guess what? After this, after every Raw match, I get to predict the winner of, okay?
You seem so happy. Nakamura versus Rusev. Will Fastlane be Rusev Day? No.
Nakamura
wins. Yeah.
I think it'll be a fun match. I think it'll be good. It'll be entertaining.
Crowd's going to want Rusev to win.
Hopefully Aiden gets his voice back.
Fingers crossed. You
know? Yeah.
If WWE had a heart, I would say that they would make Rusev win, but we know that's not true, so it's going to be Nakamura.
Crowd, where is Fastlane? I don't remember where it is. Chat roll, tell me where Fastlane is. Wherever it is, the crowd's going to be cheering for Rusev, which is crazy because everyone loves Nakamura.
Yeah.
But they're going to be chanting for Rusev.
It'll be a good back and forth, I think. I don't think it'll be totally Rusev.
No. They'll give it some time.
And hopefully maybe this will be the, you know, turning of Rusev into a face. You know?
It's in Columbus, Ohio, home of Alexa Bliss.
Okay. She won't be there. So.
No, because it's Raw. Naomi and...
Wait, we didn't predict.
Yeah, we all just said Nakamura.
I didn't remember saying it.
Well, are you going to change your pick?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Wait, you don't remember saying Nakamura?
No, I don't remember saying that.
Then we have a problem.
Yeah, we literally just said it.
If you didn't hear me, I'd understand that, but you didn't hear yourself say it, so that's funny.
Naomi and Becky Lynch versus Natalya and Carmella. I'm leaning towards Naomi and Becky, but this one definitely could go either way.
Wait, so it's Naomi and Becky and...
It's a tag team. Naomi and Becky versus Carmella and Natalya. Because Carmella is that position, whoever has a briefcase, they can lose every single match they're in. And then as soon as you cash it in, your push begins. They can lose everything. So I'm saying Naomi and Becky win this match.
I think Naomi and Becky, too. They're, like, more strong, for the most part, character-wise, on SmackDown. I think they'll win.
I'm going to go Natalya and Carmella, because Natalya did say she's going to challenge whoever wins on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll be a good, at least she gets a win. We can have a segment next week of Natalya coming out and calling out Charlotte, and then bring out Asuka, because that's what's going to happen.
All right. That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
United States Championship, Bobby Roode defending against Randy Orton. Can Randy Orton get that one title that has eluded him for his career? Even though technically he won it when he filled in for an injured Booker T in the Best of Seven series against Chris Benoit. That's right. I said it. He has won it. Even though he just gave the title to Booker then. Do you remember that?
I kind of remember that.
All of a sudden, it was done when all the hype of him never winning the title. I'm like, wait a minute. No, he actually won the title.
They still had him win the tournament?
It was a best of seven.
Win the best seven?
He won it and gave the title to Booker, and then him and Booker feuded for the title once Booker got healthy. And then Booker won.
That's weird. Okay. Oh, the crazy things we
But see. Does Randy Orton... Yeah. Oh, wrestling. Does Randy Orton win the title on Sunday?
I say no. I say Roode wins by cheating, though.
Oh.
I think we finally need to see him be a heel. So. Okay.
Gabby?
This is difficult. I want to say no. He doesn't win, Randy Orton.
Okay.
But I have a feeling WWE may think differently. But in my heart, I'm going to predict that Randy Orton does not win.
I'm going to say that this is our one no contest of the pay-per-view, and Jinder's going to come in and interfere.
And to keep it going. Point.
And keep this feud going with the three of them.
Mm.
So I'm saying no contest.
Do we think... we'll get to that later. When we get to that match.
Tag team titles. Usos defending against New Day. They only gave them a video package today.
It was a great video package.
It was a great video package. But I was kind of surprised that... I know Jimmy was on Mixed Match Challenge tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of surprised that they didn't have him there for the live audience on SmackDown. That said...
Did they need it, though? After last week, did they need it this week?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
But I'm as much as I love both teams, and my chair is shrinking, by the way, as I'm saying this, I'm getting shorter and shorter. I'm going to say Usos retain. This way, they can finally have a match on the WrestleMania card.
Well, not only that, but I agree. I think Usos will retain, but I think it's because they're introducing the Bludgeon Brothers. And I don't really see the Bludgeon Brothers going against the New Day. I think WWE Universe would feel very bad for the New Day if they were to just be bludgeoned right away from getting those titles. So since the Usos have held it for a while now, it would only make sense for them to retain, fight the Bludgeon Brothers, and then possibly lose it afterwards, later down the line.
I think Usos win. I agree with you, but I think we are going to see New Day versus Bludgeon Brothers, and they're just going to destroy the New Day to be like, all right, we're going for these belts now. Yeah. This is, you know.
As long as they're not holding the belt.
No. I think it'll be like to see who goes to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
They'll have that match. Yeah. And then it's just going to be like, it's going to be very shocking of like, New Day has done so many things and the Bludgeon Brothers just destroy them.
Women's Championship, Charlotte versus Ruby. We got to hurry up. I say Charlotte retains.
Charlotte.
Gabby?
I'm going to go with the devil's advocate. I'm going to say Ruby.
Ruby wins the title?
Yeah.
That's major.
Mm-hmm. It is major.
This close to WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Do we think Carmella cashes in?
This Sunday, no.
No.
Gabby? She is on the card, so she is there.
I mean, she's there every time, so.
Well, she'll be in her gear this time.
Why does these decisions have to be so difficult?
I don't know, especially when I say we have to hurry up and you're taking your sweet time.
I'm going to take 5 more minutes.
Okay, perfect. Cool.
Add 5 more to the clock. No.
Mom, just 5 more minutes.
Sorry, Steve. Owe me, though, Steve, okay? Yeah. For my WTF moment.
Is Unsolved coming on right after this? Is that what's going on? Or are you getting cut off?
But do you think she'll cash in or no?
I think she'll cash in maybe at Fastlane, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Finally, main event, 6-pack challenge. AJ, Cena, Corbin, Ziggler, Owens, and Zayn. AJ retains.
Yes. Agree.
So AJ. We have AJ and Nakamura.
Yeah.
AJ.
All right, we all agree that the champ will retain.
And John Cena will cry.
John Cena's going to cry and then lose weight and compete for the Cruiserweight Championship. All right, so those are our picks. We want to know what you guys think, so please leave comments on the YouTube page and on iTunes. And, of course, you can talk to us on various forms of social media. Tom DeCom, how can we reach out to you?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Tom DeCom. Check out my Etsy store. If you want one of these awesome rings, Connolly Central.
Gabby.
You guys, my social media has now changed. It is at Gabby Loren TV on both Twitter and Instagram. And I have a link to my YouTube channel connected right to my Instagram account. So feel free to follow all three. Thanks, guys.
There you go. And follow me on Twitter at Real Rosenberg, Instagram, The Real Rosenberg, ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg, ColorAndElbowBrand.com, promo code Rosenberg, save yourself 10%. And for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow them on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks so much. Enjoy Fastlane. For Tom Connolly and Gabby Loren, I'm Christian Rosenberg. We'll see you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.